Let's Talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello. Hello, hello. It's me again, Shafi. Welcome to Unzipped Stories Africa, where we come every single time to listen, to learn, to grow, and most importantly, get inspired. I am right here with this week's episode. So if you noticed on my social media handles, that if you're following, you may have noticed that I traveled to Kenya. Why I traveled to Kenya, I will not tell you now. Stick around. I'll tell you in another episode. But hey, this week's episode is also about someone I met in Kenya. I met a big photographer. Guys, he is B-I-G-B. And you know what I like about him? Let me read a social media post from his page. So someone saw his Instagram reels and replied, "Is Usher there?" And he said, "Yup." And the person said, "Lucky." And he said, "This is not luck. It is called hard work." Who wouldn't want to hear any conversation with this kind of guy? Hard work. Anyway, guys, no too much talk. Let me introduce our guest for today. This week, our guest is Malik Sidibe. Malik has photographed notable celebrities, including Samuel L. Jackson. If you like his movies, Malik photographed him. He has currently had the opportunity to photograph Usher Raymond. Did you hear that? Yep, the musician Usher Raymond and all the breakdance guy. Malik had the opportunity to photograph him. Now, I participated in a portrait series called the Neon Series. I'll share the pictures that Malik, the photographs that Malik took of me. Yep, but hey, that's not the crux of the matter. I have a big gist for you, a big deal. We will have an Instagram live session on Unzipped Stories Africa with Malik, where you can have the opportunity to ask him questions in real life and he would respond to them. So, if you're a parent listening, please recommend this episode to any of your children who you want to leave the peak or the highest potentials in them. If you're a creative just like me, you know that this episode is not to be snoozed on. And to everyone, it's never too late. So guys, enough of this 90-30 talk-a-talk. Let's head right into my interview that I had with Malik in Nairobi, Kenya. Yo guys, you have no idea who I'm with. This is literally the craziest thing I have ever seen. I'm not going to call his name, right? Not yet. I'm here with Malik, and Malik is a photographer. That's not the crazy part. I'm sure you're waiting to hear what's crazy about it, right? So we are at a Content Creators Summit. And Malik is somewhere in the corner snapping every single posting. He's created like a mini studio here and he's snapping every single person who wants to take a picture. Who does that?
I don't know, you know? I think photographers love to photograph people. Mm-hmm. I love people and I love interacting with people. So like any chance I get to photograph anyone, I jump to the opportunity.
You know what I like about this?
Yeah.
You know, typically when you meet photographers, right, you find them with their cameras, of course, normal, mm-hmm. but snapping people in the event or, you know, how can I take a portrait of you? Well, you're a guy, you have a studio, right?
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends because there's like many different types of photography. Mm-hmm. There are event photographers who take photos at the event, and there's portraiture, fashion, documentary, commercial. And my main focus is commercial. portraiture and fashion, and as well as like editorials and stuff. But that hence why you wouldn't want you will not see me walking around in the city with a camera in my hand. If I was a street photographer, I would do that. But every once in a while, I do like to take my camera on a stroll and then just kind of capture whatever seek my interest. But yeah, like this specific studio in here is for my portrait series. So in 2018, I started this portrait series where honestly, it kind of started out when, because I wanted to find ways to connect with the people I photograph my subjects, and I wanted to practice and be really good at directing people, making them comfortable in front of my camera in a short amount of time. And that's how I started my portrait series, where I would just like post online on my Instagram and I'll be like, hey guys, come have your photo taken for free. And I would get about 100, 200 people, and sometimes even 600 people that would stop by and have their photo taken. And then from that, it went from me practicing how to kind of make people comfortable in a short amount of time to me just being like, I'm realizing that I could use this to document the people of today for the people of tomorrow. So I've taken the opportunity to, one of my goals is to be able to say that I photograph at least one person in every single country in the world. And being here in Nairobi.
But so how far with that?
You know, it's going. It's still, I would say it's still in the beginning stages because I have so many ideas for it. But being here in Nairobi in Kenya, I feel like it's a very step forward to that, towards that direction. So I'm excited to be here and I'm grateful to be here and the people that I'm meeting, people like you and all these amazing creators.
Yeah, so by the way, by the way, I represent just people, you understand?
Yeah.
Right, so guys, don't worry if you feel you've not been represented. He took a very beautiful photo of me, and I'm going to share it on my social media.
I can't wait for everyone to see that photo.
By the way, so forget all this English you're hearing. Malik is an African. He can pass as an Igbo boy. I don't know. Maybe I should name him
an Igbo boy. Yeah. See, I have not been in Nigeria yet, and I would love to. I'm dying to. I have so many Nigerian friends, but I am Ivorian. I was born in Cote d'Ivoire, or if you prefer it in English, they say Ivory Coast. I like to say Cote d'Ivoire, but I was born in Ivory Coast, and then at 3 years old, my family migrated from Ivory Coast to Guinea when the war started in Ivory Coast. And I lived in Guinea up until when I was 13, and then I moved to the States in 2010. And I've been living there since then. So it's funny, I go back to Africa, I'm the American boy. I go to New York, I'm the African boy. So we're finding a little common ground in that area, I try to figure that out. But I think I have a very unique perspective as an African, as an African person. You know?
Yeah, and then I also find it as special that you have, you know, enjoyed, well, maybe three, you were young, but yes, you were born in Africa, but then you moved to Guinea. And so, yes, so it kind of gives you different feels and, you know, perspectives to life and all of that. Oh, Malik is nice. So guys, in case if you hear anything, it's Malik is a fine boy.
Thank you. I appreciate that, really.
Right. So, yes, of course, as usual, his picture is going to be on our social media page. And a link to his work, he'll share that, right? And then where can we find you on Instagram or where else?
My Instagram is my full name, Malik Sidibe, which is spelled as M-A-L-I-K-E. And my last name is spelled S-I-D-I-B-E. So just Malik Sidibe. And the same for my website to see more of my work. My it's MalikSidibe.com. And you'll notice that my usual work, don't compare to this, is very different. It's much more abstract and more fashion oriented and portraiture. So yeah, I'm curious what your viewers have to say about my work. I'm very curious.
Yes.
Leave me a comment. Follow me on Instagram and reach out if anything.
Yes, reach out. Leave him a comment.
Yes.
Make sure you leave him a comment.
Shout out to Unzipped Stories of Africa.
Yes, thank you. All right, guys, this is our 7 minutes. And until we come your way next time, it is me again saying love you all.
Peace.
Thank you, guys. guys for listening to this week's episode. Remember to subscribe to all our social media handles at Unzipped Stories Africa, and also join our WhatsApp channel, Unzipped Stories Africa Podcast. And finally, stick around on all our social media handles. We will put up a flyer, we'll furnish you with details of our Instagram live day with Malik. You should not snooze on that, you know, right? Right, thank you, Africa, for listening. I am signing out, and it's me, your favorite girl, Shetty, S to the H and the E and the F, F, Y. See you again next time. Bye.
This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Beller.